Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. As you have invited us to take the floor, I will briefly like to address our working paper that we introduced to the November session. The key elements of that paper were very well reflected in the paper you circulated today. So the document has as its aim to highlight the characteristics relating to autonomy criteria, intentionality with lethal consequences, control and unpredictability, which aim to work towards a working definition of an autonomous weapon systems. And the characteristics that follow are mentioned. First of all, total autonomy of laws with respect to lethal characteristics. Secondly, the capability of identifying and selecting targets with lethal quantities and consequences, excuse me, without the intervention of humans. Thirdly, the interactions between human and machine authority with the intent of engendering lethal consequences. Fourthly, the possibilities of bringing laws down to a teleguided state or deactivating them. Next, the openness or limited knowledge of potential behavior of laws, and finally the law's ability to define their operational criteria themselves. The document emphasizes that differences between laws and non-autonomous weapon systems is a difference of nature and not a difference of degree. For non-autonomous weapon systems whose automated arms assist humans, in fact, involve humans at a decision-making stage, and they are the only ones to decide upon any lethal effects. There is therefore no other decision-making entity which intervenes between the human decision and the effect that is engendered by that decision. However, with respect to laws, humans might not intervene in the ultimate decision which has a lethal effect, or they might intervene side by side with other instances based on artificial intelligence on whom the final decision would rest as to whether the lethal effects would be engendered or not. So these are the key elements of our